A reported jailbreak of Claude is being tied to a real theft of government tax data in Mexico. Microsoft is also shipping Do the Work For You agents into the tools your finance team already uses. Hey, it is Friday, February 27th. Agents are shipping fast, and security plus governance are lagging in ways that can hit revenue and liability. A reported Claude jailbreak technique was allegedly used in an attack on Mexico's federal tax authority, with sensitive data stolen. This was framed as tool misuse in the real world, not a lab stunt. If an agent can be coerced, your company just gained a new breach pathway through whatever systems that agent can touch. One incident like this can turn into months of incident response and a procurement freeze. Fine, but who pays when this breaks? I want the contract clause that says what happens if an agent takes an action it should not. And I want records of every action it tried to take, because the support ticket will say, your AI did it. If I were signing that contract, I would force a hard boundary around what the agent is allowed to do. Use limited access logins and price the deal as if a mistake will happen. I would also ask the vendor to show a recorded test where they try to trick the agent into doing something forbidden, because slides do not count. I have seen "we log everything" turn into "we kept it for 7 days" after the first audit request. If you are letting an agent touch payroll or tax documents, get retention in writing. Make sure your own team can pull the records without begging the vendor. That breach story is the risk side. The other side is distribution, and it just got very real. Microsoft is rolling out Copilot Tasks, an agent feature that can execute multi-step workflows inside the Microsoft world. This pushes Copilot from chat into action, and it will land where a lot of work already lives, like email and spreadsheets. Microsoft is basically putting autonomy on the default menu for enterprises. If even a small percent of Microsoft's installed base turns this on, that is millions of knowledge workers getting clicks done for them. Great, now explain that to procurement when they ask why we pay you if Microsoft already bundled it. Also, who gets paged when the agent sends the wrong email to the wrong customer at 2 a.m.? Because I promise you the customer will not accept "the agent misunderstood." The math says bundling changes the buying conversation fast. If your product is a thin wrapper around moving data between Outlook and Excel, you are going to feel price pressure this year. This works for you if you own a domain Microsoft does not, like a regulated workflow where the approval trail matters more than speed. Honestly, I do not know how fast customers will standardize on Copilot tasks, but I do know buyers will use it as a benchmark in every renewal call. I will believe the autonomous workflow pitch when I see the support ticket volume stay flat. Until then, I am treating it like a junior ops hire, useful, eager, supervised. One more governance twist, and it matters if you sell to public sector buyers. Anthropic's CEO publicly rejected U.S. government pressure to loosen safety guardrails for military use, with reporting describing a deadline-driven dispute. That signals safety posture is now a procurement variable, not just a value statement. If you sell into government, your vendor's stance can change which deals you can even bid on. If I sell into government, I need to know whether my vendor is about to get frozen out of a contract vehicle, and I need an escalation path when an agency asks for a capability my vendor refuses. Otherwise, I am the one explaining a missed quarter to the board. If I were running that team, I would add one page to the security and procurement packet that says what you will not enable with AI. It should also name who can approve exceptions. Keep it plain and date it, because customers will ask what changed and when. I like that, as long as it is real policy and not marketing. Put a name on it and tie it to the contract so it is enforceable. As Jensen Huang put it, the agentic AI inflection point has arrived, and you can see it in shipping products and messy incidents. That line is catchy, but I hear it and think audits, refunds, and late-night calls. For co-pilot tasks, do you compete on compliance or on speed? This is readme.ai from Chain of Thought. See you tomorrow.